What if Sauron won? What would Middle-earth actually look like? Just one big evil empire? A dark, depressing hellscape like Mordor? Or something else? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in full, as well as other great fantasy worlds like George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire and Andrzej Sapkowski's The Witcher. There's a subscribe button around here somewhere. Thankfully, Sauron didn't win the War of the Ring, but it was a close-run thing. If it had been down to just armies fighting each other and nothing to do with those pesky hobbits trying to destroy the ring, and if we forget for one moment the idea that things were meant to happen in the way that they did, he would have won. Aragorn's army at the Battle of Morannon, right at the end, was outnumbered 10-1. But what would Sauron have done if he had won? Bad things, to be sure, but what? The frustrating truth is that the good and wise characters we know don't tell us exactly. Gandalf mutters something to Frodo about Sauron covering all the lands in a second darkness. Elrond talks of all Middle-earth being conquered and ruled by a dark lord, and Galadriel talks of being laid bare before the enemy. Which is all very eloquent language usage, but light on detail. Curiously, we do get an answer from Sauron himself as to what the plan was, or at least from the mouth of Sauron. When he comes outside the gates of Mordor towards the end of the story and starts up a negotiation with Gandalf and Aragorn, he says that this is what Sauron would agree to. The rabble of Gondor and its deluded allies shall withdraw at once beyond the Anduin, first taking oaths never again to assail Sauron the Great in arms, open or secret. All lands east of the Anduin shall be Sauron's forever, solely. West of the Anduin, as far as the Misty Mountains and the Gap of Rohan, shall be tributary to Mordor, and men there shall bear no weapons, but shall have leave to govern their own affairs. But they shall help to rebuild Isengard, which they have wantonly destroyed, and that shall be Sauron's, and there his lieutenant shall dwell, not Saruman, but one more worthy of trust. So what Sauron says would happen is to broadly split the world into three segments. Everything east of the River Anduin would be Sauron's to rule directly. If you extend that to the north, you'll find that includes not just currently disputed lands like Ithilien, but also Mirkwood and the Woodland Realm, Erebor, Dale and Lake Town. That's a massive chunk of land. Beyond that, the next swathe of land is in a north-south strip bounded by the Anduin River and the Misty Mountains. The lands within that would effectively become vassal states of Sauron, demilitarized, paying tribute, and although ostensibly free to rule themselves, having to obey instructions from Mordor, like rebuilding Isengard. This, again, is a massive chunk of land, covering most of Gondor, Rohan, Fangorn Forest and Lothlorien. Already, most of the free peoples we have seen rallying against Sauron are covered in these two areas. The third area is the rest of Middle-earth to the west, beyond the Misty Mountains, so Dunland and up to places like Rivendell, Bree and the Shire. We don't know what Sauron had in mind for them, but the implication is that they could stay as they were. So that's what Sauron says would have happened if the free peoples had sued for peace right at the end. But can we really trust Sauron? Or indeed, can we trust the mouth of Sauron? As he talks about Sauron having a lieutenant he can trust, who would live at Isengard, our heroes look him in the eye and see this. Looking in the messenger's eyes, they read his thought. He was to be that lieutenant, and gather all that remained of the West under his sway. He would be their tyrant, and they his slaves. So much for people being left to govern their own affairs. The mouth of Sauron intended to enslave the free peoples of Middle-earth. All of which raises an interesting question of governance structures. For all that Sauron was about control, he couldn't be in direct charge of everything all at once. And if we look at how he ruled even Mordor, it's clear that he did it via trusted lieutenants. The mouth of Sauron won't have made up that thing about him being based in Isengard, nor were his aspirations to be that trusted lieutenant baseless. He already was the lieutenant of the Tower of Barad-dûr. That's the person in charge of Sauron's home base. Minas Morgul was run by the Nazgul, the Witch King in particular. Sauron's base at Dol Guldur was run by Chamul the Easterling. So perhaps the best way to understand how Sauron would rule Middle-earth after he conquered it is to look at the parts that he has conquered. Because Sauron didn't just rule over Mordor. His sphere of influence, even in the latter Third Age, extended much further than that, to the east, south, and even some way to the north. Luckily, we have a brief description of this in The Lord of the Rings. Sam pauses to look out over Mordor, and we get this POV break by Tolkien. Neither he nor Frodo knew anything of the great slave-worked fields away south in this wide realm, beyond the fumes of the mountain by the sad dark waters of Lake Nurnan, nor of the great roads that ran away east and south to tributary lands, from which the soldiers of the Tower brought long wagon trains of goods and booty and fresh slaves. Here in the northward regions were the mines and forges and the musterings of long-planned war, and here the Dark Power, moving its armies like pieces on the board, was gathering them together. So this is a harsh regime, where money, goods and slaves flow from the vassal states and outer regions to the centre. And, as we always should, let's consider this from the perspective of the least enfranchised. They have nothing in this world. In many cases, they don't even own their own lives. If Sauron won, that would be the lot of every normal person in the world. So what would it be like if Sauron won? Again, let's leave aside the point that he wouldn't win, Aru wouldn't allow it. What if he did win? Well, first, it's clear that Gandalf's language of covering all the lands in a second darkness is figurative rather than literal. Sauron was deliberately breeding orcs that could live and work in sunlight, so the literal darkness of Mordor was no longer needed. But figuratively, yes, these would be dark days. I think we can disregard the assurances from the mouth of Sauron that some of Middle-earth would be free to govern their own affairs. His own thoughts betrayed the fact that he intended to enslave those in his control. The use of lieutenants shows that Sauron would not have been able to micromanage every bit of Middle-earth, but make no mistake, he was all about the control. His eye would have cast around the continent, constantly ensuring that everyone was doing as they should be. This is how Tolkien put it in Myths Transformed. It had been Sauron's virtue, and therefore also the cause of his fall and of his relapse, that he loved order and coordination, and disliked all confusion and wasteful friction. It was the creatures of the earth in their minds and wills that he desired to dominate. Tolkien goes on to clarify that this desire for order and control of Middle-earth and its denizens was not initially entirely from ill intent. He had wanted to control in order to achieve the best for Middle-earth and its inhabitants, but over time the desire for control itself had become the overwhelming aim, not just a means to achieve other things. But whatever his initial intent, by the time of The Lord of the Rings we can be sure that had Sauron won, the result would have been a world controlled by him, through lieutenants and with orders and strictures and no freedom. The free peoples of Middle-earth weren't just fighting against some vague evil that wanted them dead. They were fighting for freedom. If you would like more videos about Tolkien's amazing legendarium, please click on the link on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, the best way to do that is to click on the link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.